So, Jim, you know, we talked about going in with the right mindset, going in one without, you know, unreasonable expectations. You know, it's not the time to heal all your old wounds and hash out all your, you know, your battle plans with your Uncle Bob. Going in with the positive expectation, don't assume that everyone's going to be the curmudgeon that you think that they are. But what else should people be looking to improve their holiday spirit?
I think the expectations we covered really well, as you mentioned. And I think we need to be prepared physically, emotionally, mentally. And the best way to do that is create a buffer. So, you know, Uncle Billy may drink too much and say something that's inappropriate. Or, you know, we can't control other people's behavior, but what we can control is how we respond. I'm not going to say we can't control. I can't promise that we can control our initial reaction, but the idea is have that initial reaction in your head. Have it mentally. Don't verbalize it.
Right.
So, you know, restraint of pen and tongue or pausing, you know, taking 3 deep breaths, going for a 5-minute walk outside if something traumatic happens. That's how you can respond in the moment. But what I'm talking about is giving yourself an energetic buffer. And what that takes is self-love. And I think we should do this all year long, but it's especially important in the holidays where, you know, we may have financial stress because we want to give people nice gifts and it's, you know, running up against our budget or we're putting it on credit cards and you know, there's just a lot going on this time of year and there's more traffic and there's lines in the stores and so on. So how do we be in the driver's seat instead of letting the season or our relatives or the situation control our emotions? And I think it's all about self-love. This isn't being selfish. This is actually creating a positive environment and making the situation better for everybody around us. If we're in a more positive light, then others are going to be too. So the first things that come to mind are get enough sleep, you know, hydrate properly, drink water throughout the day, eat more vegetables, or if you don't like vegetables, you know, eat something healthy, and, you know, just moderate. I've seen in my own life and others, if people drink too much, then things get out of control pretty easily. So, you know, keep an eye on that. It allows you to have more control. And then exercise. That doesn't mean you have to be working out for an hour or two every single day, but a 5, 10, 15-minute walk or, you know, doing some crunches or planks. There's a lot of things you can do without a gym, without equipment, and continue to flood your mind with positive thoughts.
Yeah. So, you know, Psychology Today talks about setting boundaries, which is, I think, really what you're saying. You know, set boundaries for, one, what you'll put up with. You know, so if someone gets out of line, you know, if Uncle Billy's drinking too much, you know, just disengage. You don't have to put up with it. You know, and I tell my kids this all the time, and I really think it's important. You know, just because you have an opinion doesn't mean anyone wants to hear it. You know, everybody seems to think that, well, I have an opinion and I have to express it. Well, you know, that's what journaling's for. That's what being on this radio show is for. You get to express opinions. But you don't necessarily have to let your Uncle Bob know how you feel about his tie or his politics or his, you know, his lifestyle. So set boundaries for yourself and recognize that, you know, Uncle Bob's drinking is not personal. Right. It's not personal to you. It's personal to him. But not everything that people say is personal, and don't take it personally, which I think, you know, we all tend to do. We're kind of walking around with a chip on our shoulder going, knock it off. Go ahead. You know, say, you know, I know you're going to say something about politics and it's on. Right. if you want to ruin your Thanksgiving, that's probably the best way to do it. You know, so set boundaries for how you want to behave and how you want to think, and send, you know, loving thoughts to everyone, well wishes to everyone, especially the people that you're going to be with. There is magic and power in giving positive thoughts to other people. It does come back to you. So what else, Jim? I mean, that's a great idea. Again, this is sort of the pre-dinner approach, right? Is mm-hmm. when you show up to dinner, whether Thanksgiving or the holidays or whatever, where are you in your head before you walk through the door? And I think these are great ideas. Setting boundaries, being positive. Don't expect to heal old wounds. Don't expect to change anybody. That's not the purpose of this. That's what counseling's for. But what other things can you do? Okay, now I'm in the room. I'm in the room, and you know everybody's there. What else can we do?
I think it boils down to the hippie trio.
Okay.
I call the hippie trio. I love it. It's peace, love, and happiness. And whatever you can do to go into the room with those, as well as react in that kind of way. So, like I said before, we can't control what other people say or do or situations. And, you know, so we talked about preparation. Another idea came in mind. You were talking about traffic and taking a deep breath. And a lot of people get riled up in traffic. But I think a lot of times people get riled up in traffic, one, because other people are rude. But, again, we can choose what we respond and how we respond. But I find, you know, like coming to the radio show this morning, you know, we left plenty early. We got mm-hmm. here 15 minutes early. We could,
and we still couldn't get the camera squared away. You know?
But in the holidays, there's weird extra traffic at hours that yep. where you wouldn't plan. So I know we're going into the phase of the radio show where we're talking about how to react with, you know, what's going on. But I think the preparation is really important. Just like as in business, you know, spending those hours or days creating a comprehensive marketing plan or comprehensive business plan, it's the same thing with the holidays. If you mm-hmm. want success, you want to plan for it. And then, yeah, I love it. So, you know, what are, we'll call it anger management tools, to use a familiar concept, or just, you know, self-preservation. And the concept that comes to mind is leading by example. If we're in anger or fear or reactionism, then we're not in our heart. It's just impossible to do both at the same time. So right. that's the choice we want to make. So are we giving a gift, for example, during the holidays to look good? Or are we giving a gift because we thought about that person and what really is important to them? Or we talk to them and we ask them, you know, what would be meaningful? Sometimes it's quality time. Sometimes it's something else. So, you know, I'm just using the gift analogy because ideally we give gifts out of love, and we mm-hmm. give gifts because we're caring and thoughtful. And the same thing can happen at Thanksgiving dinner. You know, we can show love, we can show acceptance or forgiveness, and or at best just be quiet and ignore it and, you know, walk away.
Right. Well, so, you know, on the gift front, I think it's important, you know. A lot of people give gifts, especially to family, out of obligation. For many people, especially if you have a large family, it's just one more thing you have to do, and it loses, it loses the intention.
That commercialism going.
You feel compelled. You've got to buy buy whatever for somebody who, you know, for whatever reason, you may not feel that this is something that you want to do. And so, you know, one thing I think people can do is, you know, just set a limitation. You know, there's no real reason for you to go in debt simply because it's Christmas. As a matter of fact, especially if you're going to stew about that for the next 11 months, you know, paying off the stinking credit card because you spent too much money because you – not out of love or not out of – because this is a gift you really wanted to give somebody, but because you did it out of obligation, you are really going to resent writing that check to MasterCard or Visa or whatever every month. So don't do that to yourself. You know, you don't have to. And especially with adults, you know, they'll get over it. A card, a message, something thoughtful is way more important than just something expensive. And and I think that, you know, that's part of where you got to kind of get in your own head and go, all right, what can I, you know, what is the cost to me to give this gift, and am I doing it for the right reason? And you know, I'd encourage people, don't go into debt to buy Christmas presents. You know, you should budget for the whole year if you're planning on buying expensive stuff for people. Then you should budget it instead of being paying on the back end, because, man, Visa hits me up with, what, 21% or some crazy amount.
It's
so
tough.
That $100 item winds up being a lot more.
Yeah, I think we got to take a break. But when we come back, really want to talk about how do we focus on the positive.
Right.
And, you know, like we were talking about gifts, some of the most thoughtful gifts are free, like a letter to your mom of all the positive things, all the things she did for you. It doesn't mean there aren't negative things, but focusing on the positive can make a huge difference.
Yeah, you know, I just say I was rummaging through some stuff, and I found a letter that one of my daughters wrote to me, and, you know, that meant more to me than any,
than
you know,
tie
or, you know, thing that they've ever given me. I mean, that letter, you know, really touched my heart. And, you know, simple things like that where you actually take time to do that. So we have to take a break. We will be right back here on Legalese with Mike Chastain and Jim Caspari. We'll see you in a minute.